The Beaver Dam High School girls hockey team picked up an exciting 3-2 victory over Cap City last night at the Family Center. After the game on Daily Dodge TV, I had a chance to catch up with Golden Beavers head coach Mike Pogorelick. And welcome back to the Family Center. An exciting 3-2 overtime victory for the Beaver Dam girls hockey team. Won two games in a row here at home. Head coach Mike Pogorelick, gotta like how this one ended.
Yeah, it was a great ending. Wasn't our best effort overall, but we're happy with the result. And when you can win when you're not playing well, it's just a sign that you're starting to get a little better. A lot of work to do, but we're getting there.
Coach, you got to go early. Talk about Modine on the right side, hammered in to beat Martinelli.
Yeah, it's just she skated in off the bench into a loose puck and just put it on net, and we preach that all the time. Girls tend to overhandle the puck and try to find the perfect shot, so just getting pucks to the net is key, and she did a great job.
You know, that second period, it seemed like Cap City had possession of the puck the entire 17 minutes. And, you know, Emily Smiedema was all over the place, keeping that puck out of the net. And you survived that period.
Yeah, and it's exactly what we said when we got in the locker room, that we survived. Emily played a great period. I thought the first 7 minutes we did okay, and then we just kind of got back on our heels and didn't take care of the puck very well. So something that we're focusing on, keeping the puck in good areas and making sure we're not throwing it up the boards and just falling into some bad habits.
Third period, they got one early on you, and then can you kind of just talk about, Addy was able to find the back of the net, kind of in the same spot where Modine was.
Yeah, they got one early, and morale was pretty low on the bench, and we just tried to stay positive and keep them going and just keep preaching that one shot we can tie the game up, and she found some room and did a good job just putting the puck on net, good hard shot, and it found its way.
Coach, early in the overtime, it felt like you had a little momentum and a little juice there off that Damon goal at the end of regulation, because you had some chances early, and then, you know, down the stretch, you're looking at the clock thinking maybe, you know, we're going to settle for a tie here. But kind of talk about what you saw in that last sequence.
Yeah, we did. The goal gave us a little energy. We didn't have it all game, and we found a way to get some there and got some pressure early. And then spent some time in our zone, but just kept preaching, get the puck on net, and we did a great job getting it there and going to the net hard and get rewarded.
Coach, how important is learning how to win for a squad?
Oh, it's really important, and especially when you don't have it. Like, I think last Saturday night we played a pretty complete game, and everybody was happy the whole way through, and this was a roller coaster of emotions for the girls, and they just have to learn what it takes to win. And like I said, when you can get an ugly one, it's good. It's good so that, you know, they can think about that next time they're in that situation.
Coach, and obviously you got two wins in a row right here now, and this is kind of a big one too. When you look at the, you know, it's early, but the Badger standings, you know, these two teams trying to fight their way into the upper division of the conference, where, you know, it's kind of a separation game with you finding a way to get that W.
It's a big one, yeah, for sure. I think we're confident that we can play with anybody. We've got great goaltending that's really consistent with Emily, and we're going to be in a lot of games, and we got to take advantage of our opportunities. And again, we did it tonight. When we got chances, it found its way into the net.
I dubbed her the Red Wall.
That's a good one for her. She's got a great great personality. She's always positive no matter what happens, and she loves games like that. She's been used to them, and now we're giving her a little bit more help on the front end, and we hope to continue to improve.
Coach Mike Pogorelick, congratulations. A 3-2 overtime victory for the Beaver Dam girls hockey team. They're 3-2 in the Badger Conference, and going on the road on Friday night.
Yeah, we're going over to Stoughton, trying to get one more before we head into the holiday break, and I think that would be great for everybody just to get that that next win and worry about the second half.
Coach, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.